Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on with Listen to L Boogie. This is a special report. We're going to cover the indictment, federal charges placed on R. Kelly, also known as Robert Kelly. Be back in a moment after this short break. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. This is Friday special edition, and we're going to go over an indictment by the federal government against singer R. Kelly. The New York Times report, U.S. prosecutors filed new charges, including child pornography, against R. Kelly. The singer was arrested in Chicago on Thursday night over a 13-count indictment. The singer, R. Kelly, already under indictment in Chicago on state charges of aggravated sexual assault and abuse, was arrested Thursday night by federal agents on charges related to pornography and other federal crimes, officials said. Mr. Kelly was taken into custody over a 13-count indictment, including enticement of a minor and obstruction of justice, in addition to the child pornography charges. Joseph D. Fitzpatrick, an assistant U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois. Mr. Kelly was arrested in Chicago. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn also unveiled a separate indictment on Friday, charging Mr. Kelly with one count of racketeering and four counts of violating the Mann Act, which prohibits transporting people across state lines for the purpose of prostitution. Wow. The indictment identified Mr. Kelly as the leader of an enterprise that included his managers, bodyguards, drivers, and members of his entourage. Mr. Kelly was the only person charged in the indictment, which said that the enterprise worked to recruit women and girls to engage in illegal sexual activity with Mr. Kelly. The charges listed in the New York indictment involved five unnamed women, three of whom were underage at the time that the event detailed in the indictment took place. As part of the racketeering charge, Mr. Kelly is accused of sexually exploiting two underage girls by coercing them into engaging in sexually explicit conduct. He is also accused of coercing the third girl into illegal sexual activity and kidnapping a fourth victim. The Mann Act charges pertain to the fifth woman. The indictment said that in May 2017, and in February 2018, Mr. Kelly coerced the woman to engage in sexual activity in the New York City region that included exposing her to a venereal disease. The woman was not identified in the indictment, but the accusations and their dates match the claim made in a lawsuit filed last year in a Manhattan court by Faith A. Rogers, a Texas woman who accused Mr. Kelly of sexual battery, false imprisonment, and knowingly infecting her with herpes without exposing it to her. The lawsuit remains unresolved. Mr. Kelly is scheduled to be brought before a federal judge in Chicago on Friday to be arraigned on the new indictment. Officials said he would ultimately be brought to New York City to face charges, though it was unclear when. He was expected to appear in court in Brooklyn on Friday. The federal charges, which officials said would be unsealed on Friday, deepens the legal issue for Mr. Kelly, who has been dogged by allegations of sexual misconduct for decades, but was acquitted on state child pornography charges in 2008. Mr. Kelly, whose real name is Robert S. Kelly, already faces more than a dozen state felony charges related to sexual abuse accusations in Chicago involving four women, three of whom were underage at the time, prosecutors said. He was charged with 10 state counts in February, with more state charges filed against him in May. He has pleaded not guilty to those charges. Mr. Kelly was arrested while walking his dog on Thursday night by New York detectives and federal agents from Homeland Security Investigations, who built the case with the New York Police Department, officials said. Mr. Kelly's lawyer, Steve Greenberg, said in a statement that Mr. Kelly was aware of the investigations and the charges were not a surprise. Mr. Greenberg also said that most of the charges appeared to stem from old allegations, some of which were made in the previous indictment. The statement added that Mr. Kelly and his lawyers look forward to his day in court, to the truth coming out, and to his vindication from what has been an unprecedented assault by others for their own personal gain. Mr. Kelly's arrest makes the second case in a week in which the federal authorities have pursued high-profile figures for charges related to sexual abuse involving minors. Jeffrey Epstein, the New York financier who for years has faced allegations involving underage girls, was arrested on Saturday and charged with sex trafficking by federal prosecutors in Manhattan. The long-standing accusations against Mr. Kelly received renewed attention in recent months. A six-part documentary profiling some of his accusers aired in January, and Mr. Kelly's remarkable interview with Gayle King in March gripped the nation's attention. Suspicion has loomed over Mr. Kelly since his brief marriage in 1994 to the singer Aaliyah when she was just 15. He was tried in 2008 on child pornography charges stemming from a 27-minute tape in which prosecutors said he had sex with and urinated on a teenage girl. He was acquitted on all charges after the girl declined to testify against him. Yet, even as allegations trailed him, his career continued to flourish. He performed at the World Cup in the summer of 2010 and released an album in December of the same year called Love Letter. In 2017, Jim DeRogatis, who in 2000 was the first journalist to document claims against Mr. Kelly, wrote an article published by BuzzFeed in which women in Mr. Kelly's social circle depicted as abusive, cult-like atmosphere. Surviving R. Kelly, the six-part documentary, was broadcast by Lifetime, detailing alarming accusations about his treatment of women. The documentary prompted investigations by Atlanta, Chicago, federal law enforcement officials. In Illinois, the Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox asked any victims to come forward. Some did, leading to the arrest on state charges in February. His explosive interview with Ms. King, which aired on her program CBS This Morning, gave the case renewed national attention. Mr. Kelly sought to portray himself as a victim, targeted by a smear campaign. He forcefully denied the claims against him, at one point staring directly into the camera, tears in his eyes, and said, and I quote, "I didn't do this stuff. This is not me." Okay, when we return from this short break, I'll give a brief commentary. See you folks in a minute. Okay, you're back on with El Boogie. R. Kelly is in a lot of trouble. But I think there has been an effort to smear or depict famous African-American males as sexual predators. And I say this because, with the exception of the gentleman who was just indicted the same week that R. Kelly was, no other, and maybe Kevin Spacey, Kevin Spacey and this other guy, Epstein, have been indicted for not the same crime. I think Kevin Spacey was indicted for a sexual assault, but this other guy, Epstein, has been indicted for sex trafficking. But with the exception of these two males, you know, these are the only two other males that's been indicted. With there's Harvey Weinstein, who's yet to be indicted. He seems to somehow escape. And that doesn't justify what R. Kelly is being accused of, has done, or is doing. But to me, there's a concerted effort to paint black men in a certain light. But this is not nothing new. The Me Too movement is new for this time. But this type of thing where men marry and date women that are way too young for them is nothing new. Prime example. You have Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley met Priscilla, his wife, when she was 14 years old. At the time, he was 10 years older than her. That means he met her when he was 24 years old. Now, did he cease being in a relationship with her because she was only 14 and he was 27? No. The two married in 1967 after nearly an 8-year relationship, or an 8-year courtship or relationship, same difference. So I'm assuming that her parents gave the green light for a 24-year-old man to date their 14-year-old daughter. So this is not anything new. Now, Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson are both dead. Of course, Michael Jackson was married to Lisa Marie Presley, briefly. You know, that's just for FYI. But why aren't they going after Elvis Presley in his death the way they're going after Michael Jackson in his death? Michael Jackson is dead. He's been dead almost 10 years. So they're going after Michael Jackson, making a documentary about him being accused of sexual assault, which he was never found guilty of, and he's not allowed to defend himself. So that leads me to think that they're trying to take down our famous black, you know, icon, so to speak. Now, they have Bill Cosby locked up on trumped up charges. They had no real evidence in the case, you know, except for him messing around with a white woman. But they're not throwing dirt on Elvis Presley. No one had, they haven't even thought about breaking his name up. And he was in a relationship with it. To me, that I don't know about the laws of the state that they lived, that she lived in at the time. By today's standard, that would be considered statutory rape, or he having sex with a minor. She was only 14 years old. She wasn't even 16. In a lot of states, you can get married at 16. but he met her when he was 24 years old. How in the hell is a 24-year-old man going to meet a 14-year-old girl that he liked? But yet and still, they brought up the fact that R. Kelly married Aaliyah, which he did for briefly. And I think she was 15. So in either case, it's totally wrong. It's just that how they hand out justice in the court of opinion. Okay, so while R. Kelly marrying Aaliyah is no different from when Elvis Presley married Priscilla Presley. But I was in Tennessee for the Liberty Bowl. I went to visit Dr. King's, it's a museum now, but it's the crime scene where Dr. King was murdered. Graceland is not too far from there. And when we rode by Graceland, there was no shortage of visitors. The place is always packed. You know, they love them some Elvis. Elvis is a musical icon, just like Michael Jackson. Neither one of these men were indicted or convicted. Well, Michael Jackson was indicted, but he was found not guilty of, you know, having sex with kids. He was never found guilty. Elvis Presley was never indicted for having a relationship with an underage child when he was 24 years old. You know, of course he waited to marry her, but they had a courtship. They courted all the way up until he was, you know, it seemed like to me it was appropriate for him to marry her. But they're not digging him up and trying to drag his name in the mud. That's all I'm saying. So, just like justice in America, it's not being dealt even-handedly. You know, you got some cats get away, but some cats don't. Harvey Weinstein is allowed to get away, but Bill Cosby is locked up. You know, of course, he could have saved himself some grief by not participating in any activity with these women when he was a known married man. But at the same time, you know, the case with him is sketchy because these women came forth damn near 30 years later, you know, and they had to go back, you know, and they did what they could to find someone that they could, you know, charge him with sexual assault with. So, and they did. You know, I hold these guys, R. Kelly is responsible for his actions and Bill Cosby is responsible for his actions. But at the same time, Woody Allen, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, if I'm not mistaken about Jerry Lee Lewis and Woody Allen, they married very young women also. But I know for certain that Elvis Presley was in a relationship with a 14-year-old when he was 24. So, I mean, it's enough dirt to go around. It's just that the dirt is being thrown more so in the brothers' directions than it is the others' directions. And that's not right. And that's all I have to say about that. And this is, I'll end this segment with just that bit of information. I'll holler at you guys soon. The next time God leaves his footprints in the sky. Deuces, El Boogie out.